Group Health Center issued a statement today clarifying that the organization does not support the ongoing Freedom Convoy in Ottawa after it was revealed on Tuesday that its president and CEO had donated to the anti-vaccine mandate protest. Group Health also affirmed its support for public health measures aimed at the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, including vaccination. GHC CEO Alex Lambert confirmed to Sue Today that hacked information from crowdfunding service GiveSendGo was correct, that he did make a $50 donation to the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa and that he supports protesters who believe vaccine mandates should end. Lambert also noted that it was his choice not to implement vaccine mandates at Group Health. I firmly believe in vaccination choice and bodily autonomy and everything that goes with that informed consent. That's a choice I made in the organization and I am happy with that, Lambert said. Today's statement from GHC clarified that its policy on vaccines is that all staff must be vaccinated or have regular COVID testing no less than 2 times a week. The Group Health Center does not support the views of the Freedom Convoy. We especially object to the subgroup of protesters who protest without respect for the law and are using this protest as means to spread extremist views, said Group Health. A group seeking to disrupt the so-called Freedom Convoy 2022 published a spreadsheet on Monday containing the names, email addresses and postal codes of tens of thousands of people who donated to the cause. The list was acquired through a hacking effort of the crowdfunding site GiveSendGo, which was used after GoFundMe ended payments to the organizers, citing reports of violence and harassment. A total of 70 names on that document match up to postal codes in Sault Ste. Marie, with a total of $5,532 donated by Saulites to the cause. The Government of Ontario froze the funds in the GiveSendGo account and the website was down for a time on Monday because of the hacking effort. Lambert said he does not support blockades, but said he thinks those peacefully protesting are great, frankly. That position has drawn criticism. 1. The board of directors for at GHC_SSM better take a serious look at Mr. Lambert and his judgment. He's supportive of what's going on in hashtag Ottawa. The federal government has had to enact the hashtag Emergencies Act to deal with this. Mr. Lambert has no business leading a hash healthcare. https://t.co/flsoqlzwkx. Corey Gardy. At Corey Gardy, February 15, 2022, Ward 5, Count. Corey Gardy suggested GHC's board of directors take a serious look at Mr. Lambert and his judgment. Mr. Lambert has no business leading a hash healthcare organization in at City SSM or anywhere for that matter, Gardy tweeted. The full text of Group Health statement follows. Group Health Center has an obligation and a responsibility to provide exemplary patient care and medical advice in a safe environment for our community. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Group Health Center has been completely in support of those public health initiatives needed to curtail this pandemic. We have worked closely with Algoma Public Health to implement all guidelines including staff and patient screening, appropriate PPE use, sanitization procedures, physical distancing, barriers, an implementation of virtual care services to provide a safe environment to deliver needed medical services. COVID vaccination is now the cornerstone of pandemic control. Vaccines have proven to be our most effective tool at preventing serious illness, hospitalization and death. Vaccine mandates have been effective strategies to increase vaccination rates and therefore protect our most vulnerable. We strongly encourage vaccines for all individuals. The current policy at the Group Health Center is that all staff must be vaccinated or have regular COVID testing no less than 2 times a week. This policy is consistent with other outpatient healthcare facilities and was drafted based on best public health advice. Our staff vaccination rate is about 95%. The Group Health Center does not support the views of the Freedom Convoy. We especially object to the subgroup of protesters who protest without respect for the law and are using this protest as means to spread extremist views. Group Health Center takes the care, safety and well-being of our patients, employees and community with the utmost seriousness and respect. We will continue to work to serve the medical needs of our community at the highest level.